Chamishi. Since Klal Yisrael was not allowed to go through the land of Edom, therefore they had to go in a different direction. Vayisu miKadesh, and they traveled from Kadesh. Vayavoyu v'nei Yisrael kolo eda har hahar. And the b'nei Yisrael, the whole assembly, came to a place called Har Hahar. Har Hahar received its name because it looked like a small mountain on top of a big mountain. Har Hahar, a mountain on top of a mountain. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'el Aharon, Behar Hahar. And Hashem said to Moshe, to say to Aharon at the place called Har Hahar, Al Gvul Eretz Edom, Har Hahar was on the border of the land of Edom. Lamar saying, why does the Torah mention that Har Hahar bordered Edom? It is to teach us the reason why Aaron died specifically over here in this location. Since Klal Yisrael tried to make peace with Edom, therefore they were punished, they were not successful, and also they lost this tzaddik, Aaron. And the Mefarshim asked, what exactly was the avera of trying to make peace with Edom? They just wanted to pass through their land in order to enter Eretz Yisrael quicker. Shari Aharon answers, their avera was because they asked Melech Edom twice. If they would have only asked once, that would have been okay. However, once Melech Edom refused, they should not have asked again a second time, like we see in Pasuk Yutes. And that was the avera of trying to make peace with Edom, in which they were punished for, and they lost Aaron over here. And although Aaron was destined not to enter Eretz Yisrael, he could have lived a couple of more months. He did not have to die at this point. It was only because of this avera that he died at this point. And Hashem said to Moshe, Yosef Aaron el Amo, Aaron's soul will be brought into its nation. He will die. Ki lo yovei el ha'aretz, because he will not come into the land asher nosati l'bnei Yisrael, that I have given to the bnei Yisrael. Al asher merisem esp, since both of you rebelled against my word, l'mei meriva, by the mei meriva. You hit the stone instead of speaking to the stone. Therefore both of you will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Kaches Aharon v'selaz benoi, take Aharon and Elazar his son. And Rashi tells us that whenever it says kach concerning a person, it does not mean literally to take the person, but rather it means to persuade the person. And Hashem told Moshe to persuade Aharon by telling him, fortunate are you who will see your crown of kahuna given over to your son Elazar. However, I will not be granted that zchus, because my crown of malchus will not be given over to my children, but rather it will be given over to Yahushua. V'hal oisam harahar, and you shall take them up to the top of the mountain. V'hafshet es Aharon es begodov, and you shall remove the bigdei kahuna gedoyla off Aharon, v'lbashtom es Elazar benoi, and place it and dress it on Elazar his son. V'aharon ye'osev, and Aharon will be brought into his nation, u'meisham, and he will die over there. V'yas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem, and Moshe did like Hashem commanded him. Although it was difficult to see his brother die, he still did exactly what Hashem said. Vayalu el Har Hahar le'enei kol ha'edom, and they went up to the top of Har Hahar in front of the eyes of the whole assembly. Vayafshet Moshe es Aharon es begodo, and Moshe removed the bigdei kahuna off Aharon. Vayalbeish oisam es Elazar benoi, and he dressed them on Elazar his son. Vayomas Aharon sham b'roish Hahar, and Aharon died over there on the top of the mountain. Vayered Moshe v'Elazar min Hahar, and Moshe and Elazar came down from the mountain together. And when Klal Yisrael saw both of them, they asked, where is Aharon? And Moshe said, Aharon died. And Klal Yisrael did not believe Moshe Rabbeinu, because they said, the one who was able to stop the Satan and stop the plague earlier in Parshas Korach, is it possible that the Satan will be able to dominate over him? Is it possible that the Malach HaMoves will be able to kill him? Therefore Moshe davened to Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show Klal Yisrael that Aaron actually died. And the Malachi Ashores showed Klal Yisrael a vision of Aaron lying on a bed in Shemayim. Vayiru kol ha'edah ki gova Aharon. And then the Eda saw, the whole assembly saw that Aaron actually died. Vayivku es Aharon shloshim yoim. And they cried over Aharon for 30 days. Koil beis Yisrael, the whole house of Yisrael. Over here it does not say B'nai Yisrael, but rather Beis Yisrael, because when Bias is used, it is coming to include also the Nashim, the women. Not only did the men cry for Aharon, but even the women cried, because Aharon was Oyhev Shalom, he loved peace, V'roidev Shalom, and pursued peace. And since he made peace between husband and wife, therefore Kol Beis Yisrael, the Anashim, the men, V'Nashim, and the women, all cried for Aharon. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chav Beis, Kol Ha'eda, and Rashi is bothered that once the Pasuk says Vayavoyu v'nei Yisrael, why does it have to say after that Kol Ha'eda? Rashi answers, Kulam shleimim va'imdim li kanis la'aretz. Kol Ha'eda means the entire assembly. the ones who were complete and ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. Sheloi hoyo bohen echad me'oisan shenigzru gzera aleihem. None of these people were from those that it was decreed upon not to enter Eretz Yisrael. Shekvar kolu meisei midbar. The meisei midbar, the ones who were supposed to die in the midbar, had all already died. The elu, and these people, me'oisan, were from those shekosav bahem, that the Torah writes concerning them, chayim kulchem hayoim. All of you are alive today and ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the Malbim asks, how can Rashi tell us that when they came to Har HaHar, they were the Eda HaShlema, the complete assembly, ready to enter Eretz Yisrael, because the Meisei Midbar had already died? Rashi earlier in Perek Chav Pasuk Aleph told us that when they came to Kadesh, they were already the Eda HaShlema, because over there it says Vayavoyu V'nei Yisrael Kol HaEda, and Rashi says it was the Eda HaShlema. So if the Meisei Midbar had already died earlier when they were in Kadesh, how can Rashi say that first when they came to Har HaHar, they became the Eda HaShlema? And the Malbim answers, based on Rashi and Tainus, who tells us the procedure how the Meisei Midbar died every year. Rashi says that each person would dig a grave on Erev Tisha B'Av, and he would lie down to sleep in that grave on the night of Tisha B'Av. And the next morning, an announcement was made, let the living separate themselves from the dead. And all those who survived the night would rise and leave their graves. However, the ones that died were buried over there. And this scenario would happen every Tisha B'Av during the years that they were in the Midbar. However, when the announcement was made on the 40th year, everyone rose. And that caused Klal Yisrael to think that maybe they calculated wrong and this night was really not Tisha B'Av. So they went back to their graves and slept there every night until the 15th of the month. When the appearance of the full moon convinced them that Tisha B'Av had already passed, they understood that the decree of the Meisei Midbar was over and nullified, and that nobody else would die anymore. What we see from this Rashi is that factually, the Meisei Midbar had already stopped dying in the beginning of the 40th year. However, Klal Yisrael did not realize this until after Tisha B'Av of the 40th year, when they saw that nobody died on that night of Tisha B'Av. Based on this, the Malbim answers why we need both Rashis. The first Rashi that says that when they came to Kadesh on the 10th day of Nisan in the beginning of the 40th year, they were already the Eda HaShlema. That was talking factually, because factually, already on the 10th day of Nisan, they were the Eda HaShlema, because nobody was going to die that year. However, the second Rashi, which was when they came to Har HaHar, occurred after Tisha B'Av. And Rashi is telling us that that was when Klal Yisrael realized that they were the Eda HaShlema. So the first Rashi was factually when they were the Eda HaShlema, and the second Rashi is when they realized that they were the Eda HaShlema. And how do we know that they came to Har HaHar after Tisha B'Av? The Malbim explains, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches, that Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh of the fifth month, B'Chodesh HaChamishi. And the Malbim explains that the fifth month is referring to the fifth month from the month of Tishrei, which comes out to the month of Shvat, which means that they came to Har HaHar on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and that is when Aaron died. So we see from here that they came to Har HaHar approximately 6 months after Tisha B'Av, and that is why Rashi is able to say that they realized at that point that they were the Eda HaShalema. However, it is quite difficult to say that Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which was the fifth month from Tishrei, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amid Beis, clearly says that Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av, which was the fifth month from Nisan. And if they came to Har HaHar on Rosh Chodesh Av, it would come out that they came to Har HaHar before Tisha B'Av, and at that point, they still did not realize that they were the Eda HaShlema, and the Malbim's Teretz would not make sense. Zokt Rashi Har HaHar, Har Al Gabi Har, it was a mountain on top of a mountain. Kitapuach koton al gabi tapuach gadol, like a small apple on top of a big apple. V'yafa pisha honon hoylech lifneim umash v'esa horim, although the onan went before them and leveled all the mountains, like Rashi says in Parshas Baal Loischo, Perik Yud, Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Shloisha nisharu behen, three mountains remained, Har Sinai l'tara, Har Sinai in order that the Yidden should be mekabel the Torah, v'har nevoi l'kfuras Moshe, and har nevoi for the burial of Moshe, v'har ha'har l'kfuras Aaron, and har ha'har for the burial of Aaron. Zot Rashi al gavul Eretz Edom, and Rashi is bothered, why does the Pasuk have to tell us that Har HaHar bordered the land of Edom? Magid, this is to teach us. Shemip Nation is Chabru Kan Liskarav LeEsav HaRosha, since they attached themselves to come close and try to make peace with Esav HaRosha, Nifritu Ma'asehem, they were unsuccessful, V'chosru HaTzadik HaZeh, and they lost this Tzadik. And for that reason it says that Har HaHor bordered Edom, to teach us that the reason why Aaron died in Har HaHor was because of the peace that they tried to make with Edom. V'chein HaNavi Omer LeYoshafat, and so does the Navi say to Yoshafat, B'schabercha Im Achazyo, because you attached yourself to the Rosha Achazyo, Porat Hashem Es Ma'asecha, Hashem made you unsuccessful. Kach Es Aharon, persuade Aharon, V'divrei Nechumin, with words of consolation. Emor Loi tell him, Ashrecha, fortunate are you, Shetira Kisrecha Nosim Lebincha, that you shall see your crown of Kahuna given over to your son. Masha'ein ani zakai lekach, which I am not granted to see. Zok Rashi es begodov, es bigdei kahuna gedoyla he'll be sheu. Moshe dressed Aharon with the begodim of the kohen gadol. Vivshita me'olov, and he took these clothing off him, lesitov al benoi befonov, to place them on his son Elazar befonov before Aharon. Omaloi, Moshe said to Aharon, he konis lema'ora, enter the cave on top of the mountain. V'nichnas and Aharon entered. Ro mitu mutzas v'ner dolok. Aaron then saw a bed that was made and a lamp that was burning. Omaloi, Moshe said to Aharon, Ale lamita, go up on the bed. Ve'ola, and Aaron went up. Shoit yodecha, open your hands. Upashat, and Aaron opened his hands. Kimoitz picha, close your mouth. Ve'komat, and Aaron closed his mouth. Atzoy meinecha, close your eyes. Ve'otzam, and he closed his eyes. Miyad chonrad Moshe lo'osa misa. Immediately, Moshe desired such a death. And this is what the Pasuk says to Moshe, Kasha meis Aaron ochicha, that you will die the same way that Aaron died. Misa shenasavisa lo, a death that you desired. Vayas Moshe, and Moshe did like Hashem commanded, afa pisha adover kosha loike. Even though it was difficult to see his brother die, he did not hesitate. Vayiru kola eda, and the whole eda saw that Aharon died. Kishiro Moshe ve'elazar yordim, when they saw that Moshe and Elazar came down, ve'aharon lo yorad, and Aaron did not come down, Amru, Klal Yisrael said, Heichan hu Aaron, where is Aaron? Amar lahem, Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, Mace, he died. Amru, Klal Yisrael said, Efshar Misha Omar Kineged HaMalach, is it possible that the one that stood up against the Malach HaMoveth, ve'otzar es HaMageifo, and stopped the plague, Yishloit boy Malach HaMoveth, shall the Malach HaMoveth dominate over him? Miyad bikesh Moshe rachamim. Immediately Moshe davened to Hashem. V'heru'u malachi ashoreis lohem mutol b'mito. And the malachi ashoreis showed Klal Yisrael in a vision that Aaron was placed on a bed in Shemayim. Ro'u they saw v'heminu, and then they believed. And all of Beis Yisrael cried over Aaron. Ha'anoshim v'anoshim. The men and the women. Lefi shehoya Aaron roidev shalem, because Aaron pursued peace. U'mata lahavo, and instilled love. Bein bale meriva, between people who had fights. Ubein ish leishtoi, and between husband and wife. And that's why, Beis Yisrael, even the women cried for Aharon. Zok Rashi kigava, that Klal Yisrael saw that Aharon died. Before we start this Rashi, we must give a short introduction. That the word ki can have one of four meanings. E, that. Dilma, maybe. Ella, only. And daha, because. In our pasuk, the word ki means that. Vayiru kol ha'eda, and the whole assembly saw, ki gava Aharon, that Aharon died. However, Rashi brings down a version in Targum Unkelis that learns that the word ki means because. And he says that this cannot make any sense, because the pasuk cannot read that Klal Yisrael saw ki because Aharon died. What does that mean? The only way to explain the word ki to mean because is only if you learn like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns the word vayiru. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that Vayiru does not mean that they saw, but rather that they became seen. Because when Aharon died, they lost the Anani HaKavod, and therefore Klal Yisrael were in the open and they became seen. Vayiru Kol Ha'eda, and the whole assembly became seen, ki because Gava Aharon, Aharon died. However, if you learn Vayiru to mean that they saw, you cannot translate ki to mean because, but rather ki must mean that. Zok Rashi, ki gava, oimar ani, I say, shehametargum. Those who have the version in Targum, on the pasuk ki gava, that Targum says, deha mis, because he died, toyahu, they are making a mistake. Elohim kein metargum vayiru, unless they explain the word vayiru to mean, vishaziu, and they became seen. Shelai umru, Rabbi Seinu Zal, because our Chachamim did not say that ki zeh mishamish b'loshen daho, that this ki means because, ela only al medrash, only according to the medrash, shenistalku anani hakovet, that when Aaron died, the anonim, the clouds, disappeared. Upi the Amar Rabavo, like Rabavo says in Rosh Hashanah, the Amar Rabavo, Rabavo said, al tikri vayiru, do not read the pasuk vayiru and they saw, ela vayiro'u, they became seen. Va'aloshen zeh noifel loshen daho. And according to this explanation, we can say that ki means daho. Lefishahu nesinas tam l'mashal l'malehimenu. Because ki is giving a reason to what was stated above. Lama vayiro'u, why were the yidden seen? Lefishah hare meis Aaron. Because Aaron died and they lost that nanei covered, that is why they were seen. So we can explain ki to mean because. Aval al Targum. But according to the version of Targum that has the Gersa Vachazoi Kol Kanishto, that all of Klal Yisrael saw, Ein Lashon Daho Noifel, the Lashon of because does not apply, El Lashon Asher, but rather ki means Asher that. Klal Yisrael saw that Aaron died. Shehu Migzeras Shimush E. The word ki would mean E. As we explained earlier, that ki can mean one of four meanings, E, Dilma, Ella, or Daho. So now that we are saying that ki means that, it comes from the word E. Shemotzinu im meshamesh beloshen asher, because we find that the word im can mean asher. Since ki means E, and E means im, and im means asher, so ki means asher that. Where do we find that im means asher? K'moy v'im madua loy tiksa ruchi. Over there, im means asher. Asher madua loy tiksa ruchi. And many times we find the word im to mean asher. Like the pasuk says, im charutim yomov, that his days are fixed. So we see im means that, which is asher. And the pasuk continues, vayishma haknani, and the knani heard, melech arod, the king of arod, yoshev hanegev, the ones who lived in the south, ki bo yisrael derecho asorim, that klal yisrael were coming by the way of the spies, vayilochem b'yisrael, and the Kenani fought with Klal Yisrael, Vayish Mimenu Shevi, and they captured from Klal Yisrael Shevi, a captive. All they were able to capture from Klal Yisrael was a captive, someone who Klal Yisrael captured from somewhere else. And this was Shifcha Achas. They were able to capture one maidservant from Klal Yisrael. And Rashi tells us that this nation that attacked Klal Yisrael was not really Kenani, but rather it was Amalek, because the pasuk says, Yoshev HaNegev, the ones who lived in the south. And it was Amalek who lived in the south, like the pasuk says earlier in Parashat Shlach, Amalek Yoshev Be'eretz HaNegev, Amalek lives in the south. So why does the pasuk call them Knanim? Rashi answers, because Amalek came up with a plan, and they figured that they would speak the language of the Knanim to fool Klal Yisrael. This way Klal Yisrael will think that they are really Knanim, and when they daven, they won't daven to give the Amalekim over into their hands, but rather they would daven to give the Knanim over into their hands. And since they were not Knanim, the tefillah would not have any effect on them, and they would be successful and victorious over Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says, Vayishma Knani, that these Amalekim heard. What did they hear? Rashi tells us they heard that Aharon died and that Klal Yisrael lost the Anani HaKovod. And therefore they felt that this was a sign that they should attack Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk reads like this, Vayishma Knani, and Amalek, who spoke the language of Knan, heard. What did they hear? They heard that Aaron died and the Yidden do not have Anani HaKovod. Melech Arod, the king of Arod, Yoshev HaNegev, Amalek, who lived in the south. Ki bo Yisrael derech ho'asorim. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the word asorim. According to both Pshatim and Rashi, the word comes from Torim and Loturis Aoretz, to spy. According to Rashi's first Pshat, Amalek heard ki bo Yisrael, that the Yidden came derech ho'asorim, the same way the spies came to look at the land. And since Klal Yisrael seems to be following the advice of the spies, they must be coming to attack us, and therefore vayilochem b'Yisrael, Amalek went and fought with Klal Yisrael. According to Rashi's second Pshat, Hoasorim is referring to the great spy. Who was the great spy? This is referring to the Aron that went before Klal Yisrael when they traveled. And the pasuk is saying that Amalek heard ki bo Yisrael derech Hoasorim, that Klal Yisrael lost Anani HaKovod, and they are only coming with the Tyre HaGodol, the great spy, the Aron before them. They don't have the Anani HaKovod, only the Aron. And therefore, Vayilochim b'Yisrael, they fought against Klal Yisrael, Vayish mimenu shevi, and they captured a captive from Klal Yisrael. Vayida Yisrael neder l'Hashem vayomar. And Klal Yisrael made a vow to Hashem, and they said, "Im nosin titein es ha'om hazeh biyodi, if you will give this nation into my hand, v'acharamti es orehem, and I will set aside their cities to become hegdish." And Klal Yisrael were careful in their tefillah to say, "Im nosin titein es ha'om hazeh biyodi, if you will give this nation," and did not specify the nation, because Klal Yisrael weren't sure exactly which nation this was. On one hand, they spoke the language of Canaan. However, they dressed like Amalek. So in order that the tefillah should not be chal on the wrong one, they just said a general statement, a general tefillah, "Im nosin titein es ha'om hazeh," that Hashem should give this nation into my hand, whichever nation they may be. Vayishma Hashem b'kol Yisrael, and Hashem heard the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. Vayiten es ha'knani, and He gave over the Knani, which were the Amaleki, into the hand of Klal Yisrael. Vayachrim eshem ve'es orehem. And Rashi tells us that the word Vayacharim can mean two things. It can mean to be Magdish, and it also can mean to destroy. And over here, both meanings are being used. Vayacharim Eshem means that they destroyed the Amaleki. Vayacharim Esorim means that they were Magdish their cities. Vayikra Shem HaMokim Chormo, and he called this place Chormo. And Chizkuni says that this is not the same Chormo from Parshas Shelach, Perek Yudalin, Pasuk Memhei, by the story of the Ma'pilim. Because that Chormo was near Kadesh Barnea, where the Meraglim were sent. However, this Chormo is a different Chormo. And it comes out that Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael three times while they were in the Midbar. The first time was during the first year that they were in the Midbar in a place called Rephidim. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach, Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Ches, Vayovoy Amalek Vayilochem in Yisrael Berephidim. The second time was in the second year that they were in the Midbar by the story of the Ma'pilim in Parshas Shelach, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Memhei, where over there the Pasuk says, Vayered Ho'amaleki. And the third time was over here in the 40th year of their travels through the Midbar when they tried to pass themselves as Knanim and they attacked Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Vayishma Knani, and the Knani heard. What did they hear? Shoma Shemes Aharon, they heard that Aharon died, V'nistalku Anani HaKovoid, and the clouds of glory disappeared. K'di Isa B'Rosh Hashanah, like it says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. V'amolek lo'olam ritzua mardus liyisrael, and Amalek is always a strap of affliction, mizuman b'choleis l'peronios, ready at all times to punish Klal Yisrael. And when Amalek saw that the Anani HaKovod were not there anymore, they took this as a sign to attack Klal Yisrael. Yoshev HaNegev, they lived in the south. Ze Amalek, this is Amalek, Shenemar, because it says concerning Amalek, Amalek Yoshev be'eretz HaNegev, Amalek lived in the south. V'shine es l'shoine l'dabe b'loshen Kenan. They are called Kenani here because they changed their language to speak in the language of the Kenanim. Kedei shiyu Yisrael mispalalim l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu loseis Kenanim biyodom, in order that Klal Yisrael would daven to Hashem to give the Kenanim into their hands. V'heim einam Kenanim, and they are not Kenanim, so the tefillah will not take effect. Ro Yisrael levushem kilevushi Amalekim. Klal Yisrael saw that they were dressed like Amalek. Ulashoinam lashon Kenan. However, they spoke the language of Kenan. Amru, they said, Nispalal stam, we will daven without specifying a nation. Shenema, like the Pasuk says further, Im noson titein es ha'om hazeh biyodi, if you will give this nation into my hand. So they did not specify Kenani nor Amaleki, but rather just And the Mepharshim ask that once they were already trying to fool Klal Yisrael into thinking that they were Kenanim, why did they only speak the language of Canaan and dress like Amalekim? Why didn't they also dress like Canaanim? This way, they would have Klal Yisrael totally fooled. The Erbasoda answers that if the Amalekim would have gone so far to also dress like the Canaanim, if then Klal Yisrael would have davened to give the Canaanim into their hands, it would have been chal on the Amalekim. Since the Amalekim were so similar to the Canaanim at that point, by speaking their language and also dressing like them, the tefillah of Klal Yisrael to give the Kenanim into their hands would have been chal on Amalek. Therefore, Amalek only spoke the language of Canaan and did not dress like the Kenanim. This way, when Klal Yisrael davens to give the Kenanim into their hands, it will not be chal on them. And they heard that the Yidden were coming derech ha'asarim, derech ha'negev, from the way of the south, shehochu ba'meraglim, the way that the Meraglim came from. Shenemar vayal ba'negev, because it says concerning the Meraglim that they came up from the Negev. Davar Acher, another pshat, Derech HaAsara means Derech HaTayr HaGadol. They were coming only with the Tayr HaGadol, the great spy, which is the Orein HaNoseh Lefneim, that traveled before them. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Derech Shloisha Shomim, Losur Lohem Menucha, that the Orein traveled 3 days ahead of them in order to spy out for them a place to rest. So since they were only coming with the Orein and not with the Anani HaKavod, therefore Amalek attacked. And they captured from Klal Yisrael a captive. Eino ela shifcha achas. They only captured one maidservant. Vaharamti esareim, and I will be machrim their cities. Zakrashi aktish shalolam ligavoya. I will be magdish their spoils to Shomayim, to Hegdish. Zakrashi vayachrim eshem bahariga. This means that they killed the Amaleki. Vesareim charme gavoya, and their cities were set aside as charme gavoya to be given to Hegdish. So we see that the word Vayachrim has two meanings in this pasuk. Vayachrim Eshem means that they killed the Amaleki. Vayachrim Esarehem, and they set aside their cities to be given to Hegdish. And the pasuk continues, Vayisu Mehar Hahar, and Klal Yisrael traveled from Har Hahar, Derech Yamsuf, backwards toward the Yamsuf, Lispoiv Es Eretz Edoim, when they were going around the country of Edoim. Because Edoim did not allow them to enter their land, and they had to go around Edoim. And when they were going around Edoim, they went backwards towards the Yamsuf. And Rashi asks, why did they go back to that area? That was the area, the Sinai Peninsula, where they spent 38 years wandering. Why are they heading back in that direction? And Rashi tells us, because when Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael, although Klal Yisrael were victorious against Amalek, this instilled a tremendous fear into them. And they headed back 7 masois, 7 journeys, to the area which they came from, all the way to a place called Maisera. And the Bnei Levi chased after them in order to bring them back. And a war erupted between Levi and the rest of Klal Yisrael, and both sides suffered tremendous casualties. And it was in this place, Maisera, that they eulogized and mourned over Aharon a second time. And the reason why they did this at this point is because they realized that Aharon's death was the cause of all these problems. It was because of Aaron's death that they lost the Anani HaKavod. And because there were no Anani HaKavod, Amalek attacked. And it was because of Amalek's attack that they went back 7 masois and they had this war against the Bnei Levi. So all these problems stemmed from the Misas Aharon, and therefore they mourned and eulogized Aharon in Maisera once again. V'ayin Berashi Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, for more details about the war between the Bnei Levi and the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk continues that they traveled toward the Yamsuf, Vatiksar Nefesh Ha'om Badorach, and the spirit of the nation grew short because of the way. Since they were so close to entering Eretz Yisrael, and then they turned around and went back 7 masois, that caused Klal Yisrael to get very depressed and very down, and their spirits grew short, Baderach, because of what happened on the way, because they went backwards. And therefore they complained to Hashem and to Moshe. Vayedaber ha'om b'Elokim uv'Moshe. And the nation spoke harshly against Hashem and against Moshe. And this was a double avera. First of all, they complained. And second of all, shehishvu eved l'koinoi, they equated the servant to his master. They complained against Moshe and against Hashem in one complaining, as if they were both equal. And they said, Loma heli sunu mi Mitzrayim. Why did both of you take us out of Mitzrayim? Lomus ba midbar, to die in the midbar. Ki ein lechem vi ein mayim. There is no bread here and no water. And really all we have is the man. However, v'nafshenu kotzo, our souls are disgusted with this man, which is the lechem hakeloikel, the light bread. Because when they ate the man, they ingested the man. However, they did not excrete. And they said, right now it seems like everything's okay. However, in the future, we are sure that all this is building up in our stomachs, and our stomachs will eventually explode. V'nafshenu kotzo, our souls are disgusted with this lechem hakaloikel, this light bread, which eventually will explode in our stomachs. Vayishalach Hashem ba'om, and Hashem sent against the nation, es hanechoshim, the snakes, hasrofim, that burnt and killed Klal Yisrael through the venom of their fangs. Vayinashchu es ha'om, and they bit the nation, Vayomos Am Rov Mi Yisrael, and a large multitude of Klal Yisrael died. And Rashi asks, why did Hashem specifically send snakes? And he answered, because we know that the snake spoke Lashon Hara. In Parshas Bereishis, the Nachash told Chava, that the reason why Hashem does not want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas is because Hashem ate from the Eitz Hadas and became wise and was able to create worlds. If you will eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will also be able to create worlds. And Hashem does not want any competition. That was the Lashon Hara that the Nachash spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Hashem sent the snakes against Klal Yisrael, because let the snakes who spoke Lashon Hara punish the ones who are speaking Lashon Hara now. And let the snake, who everything tastes the same to the snake, everything tastes like the dust of the ground, punish the ones who were ungrateful and complained, even though the mun tastes like so many different things to them. Vayavoy ha'om el Moshe, and the nation came to Moshe. Vayomru, when they said, Chotonu, we have sinned. Ki dibarnu v'Hashem v'avoch, because we have spoken against Hashem and also against you. Hispala lo Hashem, daven to Hashem, v'yose me'oleinu es hanochosh, and he should remove from us this snake. Vayispala Moshe ba'ra'om, and Moshe daven for the nation. And from here we see that if somebody comes over to you and asks you for forgiveness, you should be moichel just like Moshe was moichel. And you should not be cruel and stubborn, not wanting to be moichel. Vayoma Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Aseilech Hosorof, make for yourself a snake, Visim Oisoi al Nais, and place it on a pole. Vahoyo kol anoshuch, and anybody who was bitten, Vira Oisoi Vachoi, he will look at this snake and he will live. Vayas Moshe Nechash Nechoshes, and Moshe made a copper snake, Vayisimeo al Nais, and he placed it on a pole. Vahoyo, and it was Imnoshach Hanochoshes Ish. If the snake bit somebody, v'hibit el nechash anachoshes v'choy, he would stare at the copper snake, and then he would live. And although HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told Moshe to make a copper snake, he just said to make a sorof, a snake. Rashi tells us, since the word for snake in Hebrew is nachosh, and the word for copper is nechoshes, and these two words are very similar, so Moshe made it out of nechoshes, loshen noifel aloshen, one expression falling on another expression. And although HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told Moshe to make a nachosh, he said Asei Lecha Sorof, Ramban explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant a nachosh, he just called the nachosh by what it does, Sorof, because it burns and destroys. Moshe went after the main name of the snake, which was nachosh, and therefore made a nechash nechoshes. And Rashi is bothered by two questions on these psukim. In Pasuk Ches it says, V'hoya kol ha-noshuch, and it will be anyone that is bitten. Why does it say kol? It could have said v'hoyo hanoshuch, and it will be the one that is bitten. Why the extra word kol? And second of all, in Pasuk Ches it says v'ra'o oisoi v'choy. All you have to do is look at the snake. However, in Pasuk Tes it says v'hibit. In order to be healed, one must stare at the snake. Why the different lashon? And Rashi answers that not only was Klal Yisrael bitten by snakes, they were also bitten by dogs and donkeys. However, the bite of the snake was much more severe than the bite of the donkey. The bite of the snake would kill them much quicker. However, the bite of the donkey and the bite of the dog would take much longer to kill the person. Therefore, the Pasuk says, V'hoya kol ha-noshuch v'ra oisei v'choy. Anybody that was bitten, the word kol is coming to include that not only were they healed from the bite of the snake, but also from all bites, the bite of the donkey and the bite of the dog. And since the bite of the donkey and the dog was less severe than the bite of the snake, it was sufficient to just look at the copper snake in order to be healed. That's why it says in Pasuk Ches, V'ra oisei v'choy, they just had to look at the copper snake to be healed. However, when it came to the bite of the snake, it was not sufficient to look at it, they had to stare at it. That's why it says, V'hibit el nechash anachoshes, when they were bitten by the snake, they must stare at the copper snake in order to be healed. And Rashi quotes the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that says, is it possible that looking at Moshe's snake can be memes u'machaya, cause death, or give life? But rather, when Klal Yisrael looked at Moshe's snake, they looked upward toward Shemayim, and they were mishabedes libam la'avim sheba Shemayim, they subjected their heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through looking at Moshe's snake, that brought them to do tshuva. And it was through the tshuva that they did that caused them to live. And the Baal HaTurim explains that this is similar to the strap with which a father hits his son. And after he finishes hitting his son, he hangs the strap on a high place. This way, whenever the son will look upward, he will see the strap and remind himself of the punishment, and this way he will keep in check. So too, Moshe made the Nechash Nechoshes, and by Klal Yisrael looking up at the snake, it reminded them how they were punished and how these snakes came and bit them. And this way, they were Meshabedes Libon Laviyam Sheba Shomayim and did Tshuva. Zok Rashi, Derech Yamsuf, they went backwards toward the Yamsuf, Kivin Shemes Aharon, once Aharon died, Uba'o Alehem Milchamazu. And this war against Amalek came upon them, Chazru Lacharim, Derech Yamsuf. They went backwards toward the Yamsuf. Hu HaDerech, this was the way, Shechazru Lahem, that they went back, Kishenigzer Alehem, when it was decreed upon them to die, Gzeres Meraglim, by the decree that happened at the time of the Meraglim. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Usu'u HaMidbar Derech Yamsuf, and you shall travel backwards toward the Yamsuf into the Midbar. Yekan Chazru Lacharim, Sheva Masois. And over here, they went backwards 7 journeys. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, U'bnei Yisrael nosu mebe'eris b'nei Yakoin Moisera. And Klal Yisrael traveled from Be'eris b'nei Yakoin to Moisera. Shem meis Aharon in Moisera, Aharon died. For Rashi, v'chi b'Moisera meis, did Aharon die in Moisera? V'aloi b'har ahar meis, he died in har ahar. Ela, rather, Shem Chazru, over there they went back, vis ablu ala vis bidu, and they mourned over Aharon, and they eulogized him, ki'iluhu befneihem, as if he was in front of them. Utsei ubedoik b'masois, if you go and you check the journeys, v'timsa, you will find, sheva masois, 7 journeys, min Maisera ad har har, from Maisera to har har. So we see that they went back from har har, 7 journeys, back to Maisera, because of their fear that was instilled in them, because of their war against Amalek. Zakrashi Lesabe Ves Eretz Edoim, they went around Eretz Edoim, Shiloh Nesanom Lavar Ba'artsoi, because Melech Edoim did not allow them to pass through his land. Vatikso Nefesh Om Baderech, and the spirit of the nation grew short because of the way, Biterech Haderech, because of the hardship of the way, Shehuk Shalohem, which was difficult for them. Amru, they said, Achshav Hayinu Kuroivim Likonis Loretz, we were so close now to entering Eretz Yisrael, Va'onu Chozru Lachareinu, and now we have to go backwards. So our fathers went backwards, and they remained there in the Midbar for 38 years, until this very day, and now we are heading in the same direction. That's why their spirits grew short, because of the difficulties of the way. So Rashi is learning that the word baderech in the Pasuk is telling us the reason why their spirits grew short. Baderech, because of the difficulties of the way. V'lo yitachon loymar, and it is incorrect to say, v'tiksa nefesh ha'om baderech, that the pasuk that says that their spirits grew short, baderech means b'yosom baderech, when they were on the way. V'lo pirish boy b'ma kotro, and the pasuk does not say what caused their spirits to grow short. It just says baderech, that it happened on the way. Shekol mokom shetimsa kitzer nefesh b'mikro, because any time that the pasuk says kitzer nefesh, a shortening of spirits, Mifurisham Bama Kostra. The Pasuk always tells us what was the cause of the shortening of the spirit. Kigoin, for example, Vatiksa Nafshi, my spirits grew short, Bohem, because of them. So the Pasuk says the reason of the Kitzer Nefesh. Ukigoin, and also Vatiksa Nafshoi Bamal Yisrael. And his spirits grew short because of the work of Yisrael. So it says the reason. Therefore, we cannot learn Baderech means while they were on the way, but rather Baderech because of the difficulties of the way. Zok Rashi v'chol dover hakosha ala odom, anything that is difficult upon a person, noifel boy losn kitzer nefesh, it applies to say about him that his spirits grew short. Ka odom shatarech ba'olov, like a person that something disturbing comes upon him, ve'in daite rechov lekabel oisa hadover, and his state of mind is not broad enough to accept this thing. Ve'in lo mokoyim b'soich liboy logor shom oisa tzar, there is no place in his heart for this pain to live. So Rashi is telling us, when something is too difficult for a person, we say there is not enough room in the heart of this person to carry this issue. Zok Rashi uvedavar hamatriach, however, when we are talking about the thing itself, which is the problem, we say that the problem is too big. Noifel loshen goydel, we say that the issue is too big. Shegadol hu v'kaved ala adam, it is too big and too heavy upon the person. Kigoyin, like the Pasuk says in Zechariah, v'gam nafshom, and also their soul, bochalabi, which means godlolai, became too great upon me. The issue is too great. Vayigeh, and it grew immensely, kishachal, just like a lion. Titsudeni, you trapped me. So again, we see that the issue became too big. So when we are talking about the issue, we say it is too big. However, when we are talking about the person, we say that the area to hold this issue is too small. Kloloi shel pirushoi, the rule of this explanation, koloshon kitzer nefesh badover, any time the Pasuk says that his spirits grew too short, loshon shein yochel lesoiv lehu, it means that the person cannot carry the burden. She'ein adas evlosoi, his mind cannot bear it. Zok Rashi, they spoke Belokim uva Moshe, they spoke about Hashem and Moshe. Hushvu eved lekoinoi, they equated the servant to be equal to his master. And they spoke about Hashem and Moshe in one speaking and in one Lashon Hara. Loma heli sunu, why did both of you take us out of Mitzrayim? Shneim shavim, both of you are equal. V'nafshenu kotza, and our souls are disgusted. Afzel Lashon Kitzur Nefesh, this also means that our spirits are short, umo'os, and we are disgusted with the man. Balechem akaloikel, with this light bread, v'fisha man nivla be'evorim, since the man was absorbed into their limbs, kira'u kaloikel, that's why they call the man kaloikel, which means kal, light. Amru, they said, osir hamon hazeh she'ispach b'meyenu, this man will blow up in our stomachs in the future. Klum yeshulayt isha, is it possible that one that was born to a woman, shemachnis, that he should ingest ve'ena moitzi and not excrete? And he sent against them the nechoshim asrafim. Why were they called srafim? Shesarifim esa'odam ba'aras chinehem, because they burn and destroy the person with the venom of their fangs. Vayinashchu esa'om, and the snakes bit the nation. Yovay nechosh, let the snake come, shaloka, who is punished, al haitzoas diba, for speaking lashon hara. V'yifra, and let him punish mimoitzoi diba, from Klal Yisrael, who spoke lashon hara now against Moshe and Hashem. Yovay nechosh, let the snake come, shekol aminim nit'amin loitam echod, that everything tastes the same to the snake, everything tastes like dust. V'yifra, and let the snake punish mikofu toivo, from these people who were ungrateful. Shedover echod mishtano lehem lekama tamim, they complained about the mon, which was one thing which changed to taste like many different things. V'yispal Moshe, and Moshe dam for Klal Yisrael. Mikan, from here we see, l'mishem evakshim imenu mechilo, that if somebody asks forgiveness from you, shelo yehe achzori melimchol, that you shall not be cruel and not forgive. Al neis, and you shall place the nochosh on a pole, a klunis, on a pole, shekurin pirka, belaz, that is called pirka in Old French. V'chein, and so does the pasuk say in Yeshaya, v'chaneis, and like the pole, al hagiva, on the hill, orim nisi, I will raise my pole, seunes, raise a pole. And Rashi says that really the word neis means a sign, and here too it means a sign. L'fishu gavoya, since the pole is placed in a high place, la'ois, it acts as a sign, ulri'iya, and an indication. That's why kari neis, that's why the pole is called a neis, a sign, because it is a sign to the people that see it. Zok Rashi, kol hanoshuch, anyone that was bitten was healed. Why does it say kol? Afilu kelev oichamar noishchoy, even if a dog or a donkey bit them, hoyanizuk, they were injured, umesnuna vahoylech, and slowly and gradually they would deteriorate. Eloshinashichas anokosh mimaheris lahemis. However, the bite of the snake caused them to die quicker. Lekachnemar kan, that's why in Pasuk Chesed says, Vero oisoy, that they just had to look at the snake, because this Pasuk is referring to the bite of the dog or the donkey. Re'ia ba'almo, just a mere look at the copper snake was sufficient to heal the person from the bite of the donkey or the dog. However, by the bite of the snake it says vehibit, and they have to steer at it. As the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tes, if they were bitten by the snake, vehibit, and they have to actually steer at the copper snake. Because the bite of the snake did not heal quickly, unless he steered at the copper snake with kavana. And our chachamim say, does a snake have a capability to kill or to cause to live? Can Moshe's copper snake bring life or death? When Klal Yisrael would look upward toward Hashem and subject their hearts toward their Father in heaven, then they would be healed. But if they did not have the proper kavana and the proper tshuva, they would waste away. So Rashi nechash nechoshes, a copper snake. Lo nemar lo la'asoseh shel nechoshes. Hashem never said to make it copper. Elo amar Moshe. Rather, Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kori nechosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it a nechosh, a snake. V'ani e'esenu shel nechoshes, and I will make it out of copper. Loshen noifel al loshen. One expression falling on another expression. Since a snake is called nechosh, I will make it out of something that sounds like nechosh, which is nechoshes. And this concept of loshen noifel al loshen, we find in Rashi in three other places. In Parshas Bereishis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, on the Pasuk V'ato Teshufenu Okev, Rashi there says, Lashon Noifel Lashon. And also in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, on the Pasuk L'zoisi Kari Isha, that an Isha was called an Isha because it is similar to the word Ish, Lashon Noifel Lashon. And also in Parshas Bahar, on the Pasuk Asher Loi Choyma, Rashi says, Lashon Noifel Lashon, that the Lashon of Loi with an Aleph can fall on the Lashon Loi with a Vav.